To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to this segment of the show. It's sponsored by CBDistillery.com. Let me ask you a question. Is your medicine cabinet crammed with stuff that doesn't work? Are you still not sleeping and feel all stressed out? We say clear out the medicine cabinet and reset with CBD from CB Distillery. It'll provide you with a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found a remedy, make the change to CBDistillery.com. And with more than 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, they're a source you can trust. As a listener of our show, we've secured a 20% discount to get you started with the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y. By the way, they even offer products for pets. Visit CBDistillery.com to save 20% with code CARRY, or look under sponsors at RMWorldTravel.com for a direct link, as always. You know, from time to time, we cover adventure travel in this show, but I would wager we've never interviewed anyone who has embraced those two words, adventure travel, more passionately than my next guest. Benedict Allen is the author of a number of books on expeditions to such places as the Amazon and remote regions of Siberia. Please note that these were one-man expeditions because Mr. Arnold sought out unexplored regions of his own, often relying on indigenous people for survival. He's been shot at by Pablo Escobar's henchmen. He's been left for dead by loggers in the wilds of Brazil. He survived malaria twice there as well and barely made it out of Papua New Guinea with severe dengue. His book, Explorer, is a riveting account of his fascination with a region in Papua New Guinea, that's in the southwestern Pacific, by the way, where he became, after a long and fairly brutal initiation, an honorary family member of a hill tribe unfamiliar with white people or the world beyond the dense rainforest these folks called home. Benedict, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you. Let's start at the beginning. Can you briefly describe how, as a youngster growing up in England, you developed this desire to go where, in some cases, no man had ever gone before, with no financial sponsors, no satellite phone, and usually no companions?
Yeah, my dad was a test pilot, and I vividly remember him just flying overhead, over the backyard, testing out these planes. There's one particular plane called a Vulcan bomber, which is really charismatic, especially when it's flown just above your head. I mean, it's a massive, great thing. It used to carry the British nuclear deterrent. So it's a very important plane. But seeing your dad fly this plane, it just made all the difference to me. I began believing somehow that I could be a bit different. I could realize my own dreams. And my dream, even by the age of 10, I suppose, was to be an explorer. Because my dad had been flying to all sorts of amazing places and told me stories about the Amazon and New Guinea. And I just thought, wow, one day I want to get out there and be a pioneer myself. So I think it's because my dad was this pioneer that it just made me think it's possible. You know, I could realize my dream. But then years went by and I realized I didn't have one of the things that it took, which was money. I didn't have any money. So I worked in a warehouse, just stacking books, and eventually got just enough money to get myself to South America. And that was my first expedition. I mean, really based on the idea that I didn't have any money, but the local people didn't have any money either. Maybe they would help me through one of the remotest bits of the Amazon. So I was totally unprepared, totally unskilled, but I had that lovely thing that you have when you're in your early 20s, I suppose I was 22 by now. I thought I was immortal, you know.
Yes.
It's a great thing, Rudy. You know, you're that age, you just think, I can do anything. And that's what kept me going for a while, at least.
Well, we call this segment the Right Stuff segment because we're featuring you as an author. You've written about 12 books. The one we're featuring is your latest one, called Explorer. But let me just quote two paragraphs from your book. The technique remain unchanged. Go alone and place your life in the hands of those we once called primitive. Do this, and they might trust you. Do this, and you might live to go home. Unquote. And as I noted in the introduction, you've been shot at, beat up, robbed, became very sick, but never by the indigenous people. You weren't hurt by them. But you did manage to survive anacondas, tarantulas, and all kinds of other stuff. One more quote. I was pushing myself further and further to extremes, from rainforests to wind-strewn sands to unrelenting ice, as if my main need was the struggle itself, and perhaps it was, unquote. Have you figured out, and we only have about a minute and a half left in this segment, do you figure out why you pushed yourself to these extremes? You weren't looking for butterflies. You weren't looking for oil. You know, you weren't trying to chronicle, I don't know. You were just going.
I was just going, and repeatedly so. And I think it all stems from that first expedition. At first, I was just a dreamer. I just went off to realize my dream. Then the horrible reality, which is I was attacked by two gold miners. They came for me in the night with knives. I jumped into my canoe. Canoe capsized, lost everything I needed to survive, and I walked out of the forest. And it took me something like 3 weeks. I got two types of malaria. And so I think... Really, my rest of my life has been trying to understand about why I didn't die on that occasion. But also, I realized that, you know, I developed skills. I suddenly became a survivor in rainforests, and that led to survival skills in the desert and later in the Arctic. So again and again, repeating the same pattern, throwing myself in, because although things can get really bad, of course, at certain times, you also feel very, very alive when you're pushed to your limit. I think it's addictive to some extent. But I was also learning so much more about myself and about the world.
Benedict Allen is the author of a dozen books about exploring, and I mean exploring. This book is called Explorer, his most recent one. We're going to talk about him after this. Excuse me, talk about that book a little more after this break. You're listening to your favorite travel show, RM World Travel. Thanks so much. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hey, if you owe back taxes, let me tell you something. This segment is sponsored by Tax Network USA, and they don't want you to gamble with the IRS because it's a no-win situation. You need Tax Network USA, and the website for them is simple, tnusa.com/carry. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ aggressive strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor, even if you haven't filed in 1, 5, or 10 years. What gives these folks such an edge? Well, their preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and which to avoid, and they won't back down until they secure the best settlement for you, which could save you thousands. That's how they've helped resolve more than $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. So don't wait until the IRS closes in. Give Tax Network USA a call. It's free, it's confidential, and it's straightforward. Talk with one of their strategists and see how they can help you. TNUSA.com/carry or call 800-780-8888. Direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors as well. Well, before the break, we were talking with the British author of a book that makes all of our lives look quite humdum, frankly. Benedict Allen's book is titled Explorer, one of a dozen books he's written of exploring the world, of crossing hot sands and way too cold ice. He's an explorer who seeks out never before explored regions in the world, somewhere no one lives, somewhere tribes with their own languages and customs are bizarre to Western eyes. He travels alone and with little knowledge of what he might encounter, an approach that's put him in great danger at times. Benedict, your book Explorer focuses on the wilds of Papua New Guinea. Can you explain why that destination necessarily, and what kind of society, briefly, that you encountered there and actually assimilated into?
Yeah, I realized after my very first expedition, which hadn't been a great success, I'd been attacked by gold miners, I realized what I had to do was learn about the forest, otherwise I just was not going to survive. So I thought, I'll leave the Amazon aside, get to start afresh. I settled down in New Guinea, and after quite a few months there, I came across people called the Nyara, and they had to sell me to become a man as strong as a crocodile. And a young man said to me, look, if you call yourself an explorer, you should do whatever it takes. And what it takes is to go through our secret ceremony. And so I got involved in the ceremony. I thought, this is amazing. And it was a huge privilege, but it was also very brutal, as it turned out. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I was hidden away with 20 other young men. And every day we were beaten with sticks. And furthermore, we were cut repeatedly with bamboo blades to give us scars, like crocodile marks, up and down our chests and back. So it was a very, very thorough ceremony. It actually involved being beaten for 6 weeks every day. But I came out of it really knowing myself and knowing my strengths and my weaknesses. And, of course, it was, as I say, a huge privilege to be allowed through the ceremony, but it also personally equipped me better for future expeditions as an explorer.
And you went back there. Now, this was when you were a young man. You went back 30 years later, not once, but twice. You don't have to tell me exactly why, but tell us why in brief.
Yeah, I felt I owed it to the local people. They had this extraordinary amount of knowledge about the rainforest, which has been cut down all over the place. And there was one particular people called the Yifo, who I'd heard about, who were totally, totally isolated. Gold miners moving in on them. These were the last days of their culture.
And so that's when you first went there. That's when you first went there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you went back to check them out.
I thought years later, 20 years later, I thought, wow, these people must have been wiped out by now. The gold miners were everywhere. But it turns out they weren't. I heard that they were still up there on the mountain, went to see them. Absolutely amazing scenes, just to hug these people whose language I didn't fully understand. And yet we still have this moment in history together. We'd seen each other all those years ago, and we'd all survived. You know, I didn't think I'd survive. They didn't think they'd survive. But we had. But it was during this expedition, the final expedition, when things went badly wrong. I got dengue fever, got cut off from the outside world by fighting amongst different communities. And in the end, this became a big drama around the world as news agencies wondered what had happened to me, whether I'd been killed or not. And finally, I was rescued.
Let me quote from the book Explorer one more time. Benedict Arnold writes, here, bathed in the seething fog, I think fog must fog in English. Is that what that is?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, let me use fog. Here, bathed in the seething fog that I haven't seen for 30 years, I feel it again, what I felt when I was young, the thrill of being dwarfed by such a quantity of life. Everywhere, other species are busy, hissing, chewing, sucking, panting. A moth flies by, blunt white face like that of a miniature owl. Damsel flies hang before us like a twig of brass, like twigs of brass. Unquote. I read this to you as we say goodbye to our author, because he's a heck of a writer besides being a very unusual and brave explorer. Benedict's book is called Explorer. Benedict, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with any future expeditions, and certainly with all your books.
Thank you so much. Be fun.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.